So for the 3 days, what we just did is the thousand angels. So he's sleepy. What we just did is the thousand angels, and I'll talk to you about it today. But at this time, after you ask them to stay, they are still sitting on the cloud, okay, or the moon, if it's nighttime, and then you start your mantras, okay. So let's do some mantras together, okay? It's a tradition, if you can, try to do with your left hand. Okay, it's a tradition. Then on your... You can do like this, right? Counting the mantras. But there's a tradition to use your third finger. Okay. And it needs practice, okay? It's not comfortable at the beginning. Why do we do that? There's one special jing. Meridian comes down your left arm from your heart. And it goes to your third finger, okay? Then that has more power. It gives the mantra more power. Left hand, third finger. Okay. Then in the beginning, it's not comfortable. Third finger means fourth finger. Okay. If you include the thumb, ring we call wedding finger. Yeah. I think that's why people wear a wedding ring on that finger. I think it's some ancient custom. So you go like that. If your fingers get tired, you can go like you can do 100 like that, and then you can. Change, you know, to use your hand. But slowly, if you can use your left hand, it's better, okay? If you can learn to use it, okay? Then let's do one round together, okay? And you can whisper the mantra, right? You can go, okay? If you want to, you can sing it. Okay? Slower. Or you can say a little bit loud. Okay, out loud. If you don't know the mantra, it's in your book. What page, Bertha? 179. It's on the left side, 179, verse 11, number 11. So in the beginning, you can read it from there. Okay. There's a tradition. It's good luck to say a few of them a little bit out loud. Okay. So some of them you can whisper, okay? Okay, but some of them you can sing. Okay, you can get the recording. Some of them you can say out loud. Okay. Why out loud? It's good for your mind. It stays in your mind. And there are many spirits on this land. There are many spirits. And they will come, what's this person doing, you know? And they will get a seed in their mind, okay? You can help them. When they die, they can be born at Diamond Mountain, okay? First as a dishwasher. Okay, like that. Or maybe finally as a dishwasher, I don't know. But it helps the other beings. The animals here are very sensitive also. They can hear everything. The birds hear everything. If you sing, they will come. They will sit outside and they will listen. They love to hear people sing. Okay? The birds will sit outside in the tree and they will say, who's singing in there? What are they singing? they will listen. And then you are putting a seed in their mind, okay? That's good. Ready? Let's do 21. I think that's more practical this morning. So you can count 21. 3, 2. Look, the bird already came. You can count 21. He likes it. Now, stop, okay? Stop before you start. What I want to show you this morning, main thing in this class, is what are you going to think about while you're doing mantra, you see? Because you're not really meditating. Your eyes may be open and you are looking around, thinking about lunch. And then it's very important when you do a retreat, you should have a plan. What are you going to think about during your mantras? Okay. Otherwise, you're just going to think about everything, you know, like breakfast or, I don't know, your bills, your credit card, who's going to fix your car when you get back, you know, stuff like that. Okay. So we have to have a plan. Okay. What are you going to think about? I can give you many suggestions. There are many suggestions. The best one, I think, while you're doing your mantras, is to think about people who did nice things to you. Okay? Think about people who did nice things to you. So you're like, oh, my mom was so nice to me. She bought me my first surfboard at Pacific Beach. She paid $100. She didn't have any money. You know, I couldn't believe it. You know, I used that surfboard for 15 years. You know, and she was so, I had so many good rides because of my mom. And I also took it to Hawaii. You know, she, like that. Think about your mom, or think about people who helped you. Okay. That's the best one, I think. Okay. While you're doing your mantras. You can make a list of those people's names, you know. The first day, the list will have 5 names. After 3 days, there will be 100 names or 200 names, okay? When you start to think about it, you will find many people to thank, okay? And that's the best minute. That's the best thing to do while you're doing mantras, okay? Okay, you ready? Let's try that. We're going to do 21 mantras. I won't bother you until I finish. But I didn't have breakfast, so I'm going to be faster than you. So if you get your prayer book, the Chinese prayer book is coming today, okay? Sorry. The Chinese translators worked very, very hard. Some of them are sick. Okay. Didn't get much sleep. So you have to thank them. Let's read it together from page, what is that, 169. Okay. We'll do verse by verse in English. You ready? Okay. Verse 1. Please come to me, Lobsang Drapa, king of the Dharma, who knows all things. Come with your sons, riding upon the clouds of clouds like mountains of pure white snow. Come, come from the heart, the land of 1,000 angels, living in the heaven of bliss. So this is where you're asking, this is the first thing we did this morning. You're asking Tsongkhapa to come, sit on the clouds, okay? He's coming from Buddha paradise, okay? there's a Buddha paradise of Buddhas who are waiting to come to this world, okay? It's like a waiting room, Tushita, and okay? And for example, Maitreya is there. Maitreya is the next Buddha, okay? And coming very soon, okay? We are lucky. In this world, Maitreya will come very soon. So very close now. So so Kappa, like Maitreya, you can ask them, please come, okay? Like, don't stay in the waiting room. Just come to this planet, okay? Come to Diamond Mountain, come to the clouds, okay? Like that. That's inviting them. Then while you recite that, you can pause after that and you can think they came to the clouds, okay? Like that. Okay, here's the second verse. Sit in the air in front of me on a throne with cushions of the moon and the lotus set on the backs of lions. My holy Lama, with pure wide smile, happy with me, I ask you to stay for a million years to spread the teaching. Stay, for there is no one higher than you with whom I may make merit by goodness of my faith. So you're asking them to sit in front of you. When we say throne in Tibet, a throne just looks like this, okay? It's not like a king's throne in France or something like that. It's like a platform. And then they are sitting on their meditation cushion. Is there are three, okay? One is the moon. One is a lotus, and sometimes we add a sun, okay? So then you have to squish the sun into a flat, round thing, okay? Like that. In ancient India, they thought the sun was flat and round. That's the meaning of the word mandala, okay? Mandala means a flat, coiled thing. So he's just sitting on the moon cushion and sitting on the lotus, okay? And sometimes we add a sun, okay? So there's a sun cushion and like a Oreo cookie. Three parts, right? I don't know why I always think of cookies, but there are three parts, okay? Then like a cookie, okay? And then there's a lotus and the moon and the sun, okay? Usually there are those three, okay? What are those? Who knows? What do they represent? Yeah, the three principal paths, okay? The ACI course number one, okay? Three main ideas that every Buddhist should have, okay? So what's the lotus? Which one? Yeah. First, the lotus means renunciation. What renunciation is a big word. It means this world is broken. I'm tired of this world. Okay, this world is not a good world. Right now, there's a problem. Many wars. People nowadays killing each other. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Killing each other. You know, terrible. You know, innocent people just killing, shooting them, and bombing people and like that. Both sides are doing very bad things. And sickness and old age. Like, you can see it everywhere. Everyone's having problems, okay? If you are jealous of somebody, wait for 1 year, okay? They will get sick or they will lose their child, or okay? And then you'd feel only compassion for them, okay? We all have trouble, okay? Even the famous people, the big people, okay? So it's a difficult world. We want to change this world, okay? It's not nice, okay? Right now. So why is the lotus represent feeling the pain of the world? Yeah, lotus grows in the worst place, okay? First time I saw lotus, I was in India. I was in a car, and outside of Bangalore, okay? This is a big city in India, and we drove and we found this lake. There was a lake, you know. And there were many lotuses on top of the lake. And I was like, wow, finally I saw a lotus, you know. I jump out of the car and I run. And then somebody grabbed me, you know. One monk grabbed me and said, don't go there. I said, why? He said, that's not a lake. I said, what? He said, that's the poo-poo from Bangalore. You know, all the pee-pee and poo-poo from Bangalore is in that place, you know. They just goes in a river. There's no sewer system, nothing. And then the smell hit me, you know. And he said, if you want, you can hire this Indian boy. He will swim out there and get you a lotus, you know. Then I said, no, no, I don't need it, you know. It's okay, I'll just look at it. You know, so lotus always grows in the stinky place, okay? It means a Buddhist person tries to find a difficult situation, okay? We don't avoid difficult situation. We look for difficult situations, okay? Because then you can help more people, okay? Go to the tough places. DCI, we like to go. We go to China or Taiwan. We charge them extra money. Then we go to the difficult countries, you know, like we go to Ukraine. We were in Ukraine the day after our plane was in the air 24 hours after the other plane was shot down, you know. And we try to go to the difficult places. We take the Chinese money, go to Ukraine. We don't charge, we give everybody scholarship. And we go to the tough places, you see. So a Buddhist person should go to the difficult places, okay? Help. If there's an earthquake, then go there, help them, like that. Like Suchi Foundation does, so nice, okay? Okay. What's the moon? Yeah, the moon is cool. The moon, in Buddhism, we say the moon gives light, cool light. Like, if you feel angry, you can go stand out in the moonlight, okay? If your boyfriend said something bad, or your boss won't give you a raise and you feel upset, then go out and stand in the moonlight. Okay, it will make you calm. Okay, very great therapy. It's in Tibetan medicine, Ayurveda. Sowe Rigpa. Go out and stand in the moonlight. It's very cheap also. You don't have to pay for, you know, what do you call those drugs to get calm, you know. Just go stand in the moonlight, okay? And it will make you calm, okay? So it means bodhicitta. What is bodhicitta? Bodhicitta means I want to save the world, okay? I want to help the whole world, okay? The only way to do that is if I change myself, okay? So bodhicitta has two parts. In Tibetan, yeah, Semkye Pani Shinichir, Yanda Dzogbe Chajuk Dung. I want to make myself a good person so I can help other people. You can't help other people until you make yourself a good person, right? So those are the two parts of bodhicitta. That kind of attitude is like moonlight, okay? When you feel upset or hurt or it comes from selfish. A lot of upset thought comes from selfish. Most depressed people are focused 100% on themselves, okay? It's the quality of a depressed person. They're always focused on themselves. I don't feel happy, okay? Like that. Then if they can start to think about other people, this is the best medicine for them. That's moonlight, okay? Think about other people. This is moonlight. Anytime you feel upset, just try to think about somebody else's problem, you know? My father was in World War II. He was in a submarine in the Pacific, very small submarine, very dangerous. Many of them disappeared. Nobody knows where they went. And he was fighting, and then he said, I felt bad because I didn't have good shoes when I'm running and I don't have good shoes, you know. Then I saw a guy with no shoes. He's fighting and with no shoes, you know. And then I felt my lousy shoes are okay. Then later he saw somebody lost their foot, you know, don't have a foot. And then he said, definitely my shoes okay. My old shoes are okay. I have a foot, you know, like that. So you know, if you feel sad or upset, there are other people who have much worse problem than you, okay? You don't have a good socks and some people don't have shoes. You don't have good shoes and some people don't have feet. Okay, then think about other people, okay? When you have a problem, think about other people. Then you, it's like moonlight. Then you feel relaxed, okay? Like that, okay? Then the third cushion is the sun. What's that? Yeah, it's understanding the pen, okay? You have my, can you find my pen? It's in the same place as this one. It's an old one. Why is it like the sun? Yeah, this is the pen which I found on the mountain a few days ago. It's from the cowboy times. I like it. I think it's a good sign. If we found it on the next land, there's a big land north of here. And, it means if you understand that pen, it's like a hot fire. And it can burn your negative emotions, okay? It can burn your anger. It can burn your jealousy, okay? Why? Oh, my husband complained about the food. But I understand. I felt upset. I got angry. But when I think about the pen, I realize my husband coming from me. Then that burned my anger. That understanding burned my anger, like the sunlight, okay? It burned away my anger. Then I thought, oh, I have to be nicer to my kids. I shouldn't complain to my kids or my boss, okay? Then my husband will stop complaining. You can stop your husband complaining without talking to your husband. It's so great, okay? You don't have to say anything to them. No negotiation. How do you know when your relationship's about to collapse? You start talking a lot. Like all night, you'd start talking. Let's talk. Okay, let's talk. And then 6 weeks later, you'll break up. Okay? In this system, you don't have to talk to them. Okay? If you want to change your husband's complaining, you just stop complaining to your kids. And then he will stop without discussion. Okay? That's very nice. Okay? That's like sunlight. Okay? All right, next verse. Verse number 3. By the way, in verse number 2, the Lama has a big, wide smile. So I put a handsome boy with a big, wide smile on the next page, okay? So that's not a handsome boy, that's a Lama. Okay. Number 3, your mind is knowledge that wraps around the entire mass of knowable things. Your words are jewels of good explanation that we, the fortunate, wear on our ears. Your body shines forth, shines with brightness, shines with a glory the world will see. I bow to you, just to see you, just to hear you, just to think of you, brings great things. Okay, good. So, this is the first part we did this morning. You are thinking about the good quality of your teacher, your favorite teacher, okay? Outside looks like Tsongkhapa. Inside could be Mrs. Butts. Do you know Mrs. Butts? Okay, that's her real name. I didn't make it, okay? She's my fifth grade teacher, and her name fit her. Very tough teacher, you know. But she taught me how to write, you know, and so I'm grateful to her. So maybe tomorrow when I start the retreat, outside will be Tsongkhapa. Inside, Mrs. Butts. Okay? She had those glasses like that and the hair like this. You know. She always talked like that. What are you? But I can think outside she's Tsongkhapa. Inside, Mrs. Butts. Okay? And thank you. Thank you for teaching me to write in fifth class, in fifth grade. Okay? So in this verse, we are thinking about the good quality of our teacher, okay? Any teacher, favorite teacher. You can change it every day, okay? Can be Miss Butts, Mrs. Butts today, Miss Fowl, which is the fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Harris, Miss Evans, and then Mrs. Melvin, which goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay? I think about them all the time, thank them. I found my sixth grade teacher, still alive. Took them out to dinner recently. It was very fun. Okay. Then they took a card out of their pocket, and it was my picture. And they kept it for 40 years or something, you know. And they said, I remember you. Like, it was very beautiful. Okay. Then if you just think about those people, good people, it infects your mind, okay? Then you, some of that good thing rub off on you, okay? If you think about, oh, this person is very honest, then you become more honest, okay? Like that. So if you appreciate other people, then it sticks in yourself, okay? You will change, okay? So think about their qualities. Okay, that's number three. Let's go to number four. I make in my mind and place here as well an ocean of gifts that could cover the sky, presents to please all of your senses, every different color of flower, sweetest fragrant incense, lamps of light, perfumes upon your body, and other gifts as well, do I offer you. There is no higher with whom I may make merit. Okay. So DCI people who took DCI courses in China, you know there are three things that make the karmic seeds stronger. Three kinds of people are more powerful if you do good karma to them. Tell me any one of those three. Huh? Someone who helped you, okay? The person who helped you the most, okay? Those, if you give them a flower, it's more seeds, more powerful seeds, okay? Then the people who help you the most are your mother, father, school teachers, job teacher, who taught you your job. And people like that. I have a brother, he taught me a lot like that. Okay? So, what's the second one? Somebody having emergency. Okay? Somebody having an emergency. Like, we are trying to help people in Africa. We went to the Middle East last month. We are trying to help people in Ukraine. You know, people who are in a war or people who are starving or like that, okay? People having an emergency, okay? What's the third one? Yeah, people who are helping other people. Like to give a flower to a doctor who's helping 300 refugees is better than helping just one of those refugees, okay? Give money to the doctor, you help 300 people. Okay, so in this verse, we think about that kind of person. Okay, if you stay near the doctor who is helping 300 people, if you help that doctor, if you think about that doctor, it will change you. Okay, it will change you. Okay, all right. Next verse, number six. Here in the age of degeneration, right? Oops. Sorry, let's do that one. One, two, E-R, son. From deep within my heart, I am sorry deeply and openly confess one by one the harm that I have done in my acts or words or thoughts. Any and every wrong kept with me from time with no beginning, especially what I may have done against anyone of the three different kinds of vows, okay? So this is where you tell your lama the mistakes you made. Could be the last 24 hours, okay? It says openly confess, right? Openly means in your mind, say it clearly in your mind. Okay, when you're doing retreat, you're alone. So tell them in your mind what you did, okay? Then we had a question yesterday about addiction, you know, addiction to alcohol or food or cigarettes or sex or any of those things, okay? And In Buddhism, we say every result is also a cause. Okay? So the addiction is a result of something bad you did before. But it's also going to cause you trouble in the future. Okay? It's a cause of trouble in the future. It's a result of something bad you did in the past. Okay? So, anything wrong in your life now, okay? You have a fight with somebody, or you have some physical problem, or you have some kind of depression sometimes, or sadness, or you have doubt, or you're not sure what to do with your life. All of those are results from something you did before. So even though you don't remember what you did, if you have any problem in your life now, you can confess it, okay? Yeah. I have a friend who's really irritating. I confess it. It means I did something irritating before, okay? I have back pain. It means I didn't take care of sick people in the past, okay? Then I confess it, okay? Any problem in your life, you can also confess that, okay? Okay? It means from beginningless time, those problems come from... The reason you have a backache now is you didn't help a sick person, okay? The reason you didn't help a sick person is you didn't help them in the lifetime before that. The reason you didn't help them in the lifetime before that is because you didn't help them in the lifetime before that. Okay? It's beginningless. You've been doing... You've had back pain for countless lives. Okay? It's not just this one. Okay? So, confess all of them. You know? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Buddha says both. Okay? Cannot have chicken without an egg. Cannot have egg without a chicken. Who made the first back pain that you had? There's no beginning. Okay, there must be a bad karma before that, and there must be a bad habit before that. So it's beginningless. Okay, all right. Next page. Here in the age of degeneration, you made every effort to gain great learning. You threw away the 8 worldly thoughts, and so made use of your leisure and fortune. Savior, we rejoice. We are glad, happy deep inside, for what you have done, so good and powerful. Okay. Here we are being happy about Tsongkhapa's good deeds. Okay? He did a lot of hard work. Okay? He worked very hard. Endlessly. Okay? We started one retreat center. He started hundreds. Okay, we translated one book. He wrote 10,000 pages. Okay, he's extraordinary. Okay, so can be happy about what he did. Okay, at this number 6, you can also be happy about what you are doing. Okay, be happy about what you are doing. That's more powerful. Okay. I'm not Tsongkhapa, but I drove to Tucson and I helped to print the 3 Treasures prayer book. And I gave $10 for it. Okay? Like that. Then you can be happy. Okay? You did something like that. Okay, let's go to number 7. 1, 2, 3. Holy Lamas high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples, as we are ready, a shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. Then you're asking the teachers to teach you, okay? That's the picture of the child. He's asking for rain. Please, please bring the rain down on me, okay? Dharma. Not like one class every month, okay? Rain on me, okay? Give me a rain all day, you know? Teach me all day, okay? And then, of course, you know the best teachers in your life were the ones who hurt you the most, oftentimes, okay? So they made you strong. They taught you about karma. They made you examine your own life. They made you think about what you are doing to other people. So, of course... It's not just the Dharma teachings which are valuable for us. The people who hurt us or cause us trouble. Oftentimes they are teaching us more, okay? So be careful when you recite this verse. You are asking for trouble. Okay. Then if on Saturday somebody hurt you, you have to say, okay, I asked for it. Okay, look, the rain is come. You know, all day from my partner. Thank you. Okay. Like that, okay. Okay, don't forget you asked for it. All right. Okay. The negative teachings make you really, really strong. The bigger problem, the more strong you become. Okay, really. Okay, I'm 62 years old. I'm long year, okay? And I saw many years, right? And I believe it. I had terrible problems in my life, and they made me strong. I'm really strong, okay? I don't have any... Nobody can move me, okay? So... But if everything was easy, I would be lazy, okay? All right, next. Number 8. 1, 2, 3. May any goodness I have done with this my prayer be a help to the teachings and to every living being. I make a special prayer too, that for many years to give, I may carry forth the light, the essence of the word, the teachings of Jetsongkhapa. Then that lady is carrying the light, okay? It means she's sharing these things with other people. Then when you go back to Taiwan, or you go back to Shanghai, or Xiamen, or Beijing, or Berlin, Guangzhou, I don't know, Berlin or Buenos Aires, okay, then you should share with other people, okay? Share what you learned, okay? Don't bother other people, okay? That's not sharing, that's bothering, okay? Don't say you have to become Buddhist, you know? You know, that's terrible, you know? Don't bother people, especially your partner. You get home and you say, okay, I found out you have to do yoga every day, you know? And they won't like it. And then they just get angry, you know. So don't bother other people with your religion, okay? Just share. If someone is having, somebody found out they got cancer, or someone's having a problem with their husband, or, you know, talk to them and say, you know, tell them about seeds and how to clean the seeds, you know. And that those people want to hear. But don't bother people, okay? They will get angry, you'll make bad seeds, okay? Okay. All right, next one. Oh, by the way, number 8 is giving away the good karma you did in the retreat every time you do a meditation session, okay? So you have to recite verse number 8, okay? Give away the good karma. To sit in this retreat cabin for 3 days is more good karma than you can make in 3 years. Okay? It's more good karma than you can make in 3 years. Okay? So, you have to put it in the bank. Okay? What's the bank? Give it away to other people. Okay? When you, in your mind, give it to your friends, give it to other people, say, here's my good karma. Okay? Give it to them. I used to give away a big part of my income. Every 6 months, my company will cut a check. And give it to, usually to the Buddhist Book Project. So they will take all my profit, hold it for 6 months, and then they will donate directly. Then I save the taxes also. And it's legal, okay? And so every 6 months I will go to the CFO, and I will say, okay, I need my check, you know, 6 months. I need all my profit, you know, give me the check. I had holes in my shoes. I didn't keep much money, you know, and give the money. And then one day he said, you know, Mr. Roach, you know, let me talk to you. He took me in his office, you know. He said, I have to talk to you about something. He says, I said, what? He says, you don't have any retirement program, you know. you are giving away all your money. You know, that's a very good thing. You are very religious. It's very good. He's also Catholic. He's like, that's very good. But really, you should put a little bit of money in a retirement fund because you cannot work forever. You know, someday you have to retire and you need some place to keep your money safe. You should put your money in the bank. Then I said, I do put my money in the bank. I put my money in the bank of other people. It's safer than your bank. It's a karma bank. Okay, your bank can collapse. Your bank can fail. Your stock market can collapse. But people bank never collapse. Karma bank never collapse. I'm going to have so much money. I'm not like you, you know. I have a retirement plan. Okay, so when you do good karma, it's like that. Give it away, okay? Send it to other people. Okay? Then it's protected. Protected from what? Anger, okay? Anytime you get angry or upset, you burn your good karma, okay? Many, many karma, okay? Every time you get angry, you burn your karma. If you give it away first, it won't burn, okay? So right after you finish your meditation, before you get up to go have lunch, then in your mind, send the karma back to Colorado or someplace safe, okay? Not your head. Don't keep it in your head. Send it to somebody else, okay? In your heart, you know, in your mind, just say, okay, all that good karma I did this morning, I send it back to Durango or Silverton or wherever you're from, okay? And bank it. Put it in the bank, okay? Give it to other people, okay? All right, let's do the next verse. Number 9. Come I pray and sit my root lama, shining and precious, upon the lotus atop my head. Take me after you in great kindness. Grant that I attain your body, speech, and mind. This is actually where you bring them to the top of your head and then they come down the jongmai, the central channel, into your heart and they stay there, okay? Little tiny teacher, Mrs. Butts in a Tibetan outfit. Maybe that's why Tibetan lamas have those high hats. Okay. Then, because her hair is like that, right? And, what do you call it? Bun or something. Beehive. Yeah, yeah. She had the beehive. So this one you bring the lama into your heart. Okay. It means please don't die. Please stay with me. Okay? Please stay with me. Please stay in my life. Okay? Don't leave me. In a Buddhist book, there's a thing called the big mistake. Okay? Capital T, capital B, capital M. It's called the big mistake. And So, when the Buddha was, I think, 81 years old, one day he said, I don't feel so good, you know. One of his disciples was close to him. I think it was Ananda, I'm not sure. Is it Ananda? I think so. And then he didn't ask the Buddha to please stay. Yeah, he was busy or he was thinking about lunch, probably, which is what I'm doing. And he forgot. He didn't say, oh, please don't be sick, you know. Please stay with us, you know. And then the Buddha died. And then ever after that, for 2,500 years, people say, oh, he made the big mistake, okay. So if you ask, they will stay, okay. If you ask sincerely, they have to stay, okay? Then we shouldn't make a big mistake, okay? Like that, okay? Wait. Okay, so then that's the whole preparation. What we just did, the long version is called the Jorcha, which is the first 150 pages. If you want to do the long way, do the first 150 pages, okay? Like once a day during your retreat, you can do the long one, okay? It's, I don't know how many verses. It's the first 183 pages, I think. Okay? If you want to do a really nice one, first 185 pages. Those are long version of what we just did, okay? If your spiritual hamstrings are really tight in the morning, you can do the 185 pages, okay? You can recite those, okay? And it'll warm you up, okay? The same parts are there that we just did. Ask them to come, bow down to them, make them an offering, tell them your mistakes, tell them the good things you did and other people did, ask them to teach, ask them to stay, send other people the good karma. All of those steps are from the Dzogchen. Okay, if you want to do a deluxe puja, do the 185 pages. Okay, I'm suggesting, I'll give you a schedule this afternoon, okay? Suggested schedule. But in the morning you are fresh and your knees don't hurt yet. So that's a good time to do the Dzogchen, okay? And then you can do your meditations, okay? Okay, one more page. Where are we? Okay, page 179. Then you can start your mantras, okay? Then you can start your mantras, all right? You can do some mantras. Walking maybe is good, because at that time you've been on your... If you do the Dzogchen, you're on your bottom for 40 minutes or 45 minutes or something, okay? And your knees are hurting. So when you reach page 179, you can start to do your mantras. And you can do some walking meditation with the mantras, okay? Then you don't feel sore, you know. Don't suffer in retreat, okay? You should feel happy, light. You know, don't get all like this, okay? Like, when you do yoga, you shouldn't be like... okay, like, try to relax a little bit, you know. Okay? Like, if you are struggling in yoga, your breath is off. If your breath is off, the prana is not moving, because the breath and the prana are connected. So, if your smile is off, your breath is off. Okay? Okay, like that. If you feel tight in retreat, you're not doing a good retreat. You should feel relaxed, you know, happy. If you feel like the room is too small and your knees hurt, get up and go take a walk, okay? Don't go crazy, okay? The worst thing you can do in retreat is to get all, what they call kusudopo. Say kusudopo. Kusudopo means you go to an old city, Medina, right? What's a Medina? It's the old city in any European city or Arabic country. The middle city inside the wall is called Medina. You can't drive a car there. All the buildings are like this, okay? So kusudopo means like this, you know. Your head gets like this, you know. You sat too long, you're tired, you feel grumpy, you're wondering when this retreat's going to end. And everything's tight. Your face is, your mouth is like that, and you're all tight. Then don't get like that, okay? Go walk, go relax, okay? Can you be relaxed for 3 days? Can a modern person relax for 3 days without a cell phone? Is it possible, you know? Can you survive without Facebook and WeChat and YouTube? You know, is it possible? Okay, can you be happy for 3 days without doing anything? You know, this is a big, big test, okay? It's a big test, okay? You should be happy, you should be relaxed, okay? If you don't feel relaxed, get up. Go for a walk. Walk around the room, do your mantras, okay? Or go watch this beautiful land, okay? It's a beautiful, beautiful land, okay? Don't get lost when you go for a walk, okay? We won't find you for 3 days. Take a hat and take some water. Take your water bottle. Okay, if you don't have a water bottle, ask Aral. Or okay, always take your water. In the desert, number one rule: take your water. Okay, and your hat. Okay, and don't get lost. Always watch. You can see some building, all right? Okay. If you can't see a building, you're in trouble, okay? Then maybe you will walk to Mexico or something. I'm not kidding. Okay, so be careful. You should always be able to see a building, okay? All right? All right. And don't go out just before dark. Why? It will get dark. And then you don't know where you are. Okay, so be careful. Okay. All right. We're almost done. 5 more minutes. So there are 3 verses after that. 12, 13, and 14. 12, 13, and 14. Okay. During those 3 verses, you can do the meditations which we learned. Okay? Those are, after the mantra, in the 1,000 angels, is the time to do your meditations. 3 kinds of cleaning, 7 kinds of goals. Yeah, siddhas, okay? 3 kinds of cleaning, 7 kinds of goals. I owe you how many goals?
Two more,
okay? This afternoon I'll give you, okay? So 3 kinds of cleaning, push down from the top, push up from the bottom, and explode at the heart, okay? For cleaning. You can do that, yeah. And then do the 7, you choose, you don't have to do all 7, right, for the goals. You choose the goal that you want, okay? I like number 6. I'm going to teach you this afternoon. Number 6 is a blessing for how to argue with other people about Dharma. Okay? It's called the Wheel of Knives. It's like a helicopter blade, you know? It means if somebody disagrees with you, you go... Okay, I like it. Okay. It's a blessing for debating other people, okay? All right. Somebody say, I want to become rich, Geshe-la, in my life, but I don't want to pay taxes. Then I have to cut up that idea, you know. I have to say, that's so stupid, you know. Okay, like a lawnmower. Okay. You have to make hamburger out of them. Okay. Okay, that's number 6. Then there's a little bit, there are some dessert verses for dessert, okay? Just before you go have lunch, you say there are 2 verses for dessert, okay? These are sweet. These are like youtiao or churro or alfajores. We looked it up, me and Cesar, we looked it up. It's an Arabic, a Moorish word. It means a stuffed, something stuffed with something nice, okay? It comes from the Moors, it looks like, right? Also, some Moors come from that. Okay, verse number 15. Let's go. 1, 2, well, we didn't do 12, 13, 14, right? Let's just read 12, 13, 14. You ready? Sorry. 1, 2, 3. Come, I pray and sit, my root lama, shining and precious, upon the lotus in my heart. Take me after you in great kindness. Grant that I attain your body, speech, and mind. Come, I pray and sit, my root lama, shining and precious, upon the lotus in my heart. Take me after you in great kindness, and that I attain both common and highest goals. Come, I pray and sit, my root lama, shining and precious, upon the lotus in my heart. Take me after you in great kindness. Stay here, never moving, until the Buddha's essence. Until the Buddha's essence is another name for Buddhahood, okay, enlightenment. It's a synonym for enlightenment, okay? Chajim Nimbo Pardo, okay? It means the until I become Buddha. Okay. In verse 13, you're asking for common and highest goals. Common goals means I would like to become financially independent for the rest of my life and not have credit card debts. I would like to have a nice relationship with a partner. You know, I would like to be healthy, reasonably healthy. Okay, those are common goals. Higher goals are like, I would like to help the whole world. I would like to become a Buddha, like that. Okay? All right. Last verse, 16, page 1. I didn't do 15. Okay, sorry. 15. 1, 2, 3. Through all the string of my future lives, may Tsongkhapa the victor come to me and serve himself as my spiritual guide in the teachings of the greater way. Okay, good. Then you're just asking that Tsongkhapa and Mrs. Butts will come to you in all your future lives. Okay, please stay with me. I was very lucky, you know, I grew up in Arizona. The schools were very, very good. We were not rich, we didn't have a lot of money, but the teachers were very kind, very dedicated. They were poor, they had a terrible salary, but they were very, very good teachers. They were well-trained. They were good at teaching. They were very honest, good integrity. You know, we had really, really good teachers. Then that's a karma, right? That comes from karma. So we want to make sure that in all our future lives and in the rest of our life, we meet good teachers, okay? Good, honest, clean, well-trained teachers, okay? So you pray for that, okay? People ask me, you know, what are you? Are you Buddhist? You know, what are you? You know, are you Tibetan Buddhist? Or, you know, then I in my mind, I think, I'm Tsongkhapian. I'm a Tsongkhapist. You know, like that. That lineage, now you are part of that lineage. It's like 44 generations, right? You're number 44. Your student will be 45. Okay, then it's a very, very, very beautiful lineage. Very pure, very clean, very happy, very joyful, very well trained. Has everything: retreat, meditation, serving other people, kongxing, everything. Seeds, zhongzi. Everything. This system has everything. I don't need anything else. Personally, I don't need anything else. You know, it's all unbelievable. My teacher started teaching in 73 in America. Then I came in 1975. Then I was sitting in the class. Next to me is a scientist from Bell Laboratories, very famous. And he was young, you know, and then he said, excuse me, Lama, how long does this training take, you know? You know, how long does it take, you know? Like 6 weeks or how much, you know? And then my Lama said, I can teach you for 30 years and I won't repeat one thing, okay? I can teach you for 30 years. This Tsongkhapa lineage is so deep and I won't repeat one thing, okay? Then he's like, okay, 30 years later, we were sitting in the same room, in the same chairs, okay? He's next to me. Then the Lama's teaching, you know, and he stopped and he look at that guy and he say, you asked me a question 30 years ago. Do you remember? He said, yeah, I remember. I said, what question did you ask me? I said, how long is this going to take, you know? How long does it take to learn the Tsongkhapa thing? And then what did I say? You said you could teach for 30 years and not repeat anything. Then he said, so was it true or not? He said, yeah, it's true. It's very cool, really cool. He's in the same chair. Terrible chairs. They are wooden folding chairs. They are made by some kind of torture expert. Okay, verse number 16. One. And then we're done. One, two, three. In all my lives, may I never live apart from my perfect lamas. May I bask in the glory of the Dharma. May I fulfill perfectly every good quality of every level and path, and reach then quickly the place where I become myself, the one who holds the diamond. Okay. Why is that lady pictured there? Yeah, she's the one who holds the diamond, okay? What's the Sanskrit word? What's the Sanskrit word? No, for Vajrapani. Okay. Pani means in your hand, Vajrapani. She's Vajrapani, she has diamond in her hand. Okay. Okay. Vajra means diamond, right? Vajrapani means hand. Okay. Chagna Dorje. They have a diamond in their hand. Okay. So every picture has a meaning. You have to figure it out. Okay. It's not just silly pictures, you know. There are secret messages in each picture, okay? Jigme helped me to pick the pictures. Okay. Okay, any announcements or no? One more thing. Sometimes my friends call me Mr. One More Thing. Where is that? In the first part of this Three Treasures in the Georgia, there's a list of all the lamas who came before you. You will be in here next time. Okay? Your students will put your picture in here. Okay? That's how it's supposed to be. So if you look on page number... What is the 54. Okay. Page 54. Is that? Next page. Yellow. There's a Tsongkhapa? Uh-huh. Okay. That's a statue at Tsongkhapa. It's called Ngandama. Say Ngandama. Ngandama means, hey, looks like me. The statue's name is, hey, looks like me. And it was made during Tsongkhapa's life. When he saw it, he said, hey, looks like me. Okay. So it must be pretty close. Okay. And that statue, unfortunately, it was destroyed during the war in 1959. That photo was taken in the 1940s. Okay. So we still have, maybe we can make a new one. Okay, that would be nice to have here. Okay, so somebody asked me yesterday, what does Tsongkhapa look like? You know, he wasn't handsome. Okay, he had a big nose. His enemies called him Mr. Big Nose. He had a very big nose, and the big ears are good luck. Buddhas have big ears, you know. See, he was powerful, but he wasn't like, you know, a movie star. You know, he was just. Beautiful inside. Okay? All right. Okay. Thanks. Oh, sorry. Wait. Go back. 55, right? One more thing. Anyway, there's the more recent teachers. Can you find Pabon Krimpachi? Yeah, it must be here. Yeah, so on 120, on page 120, we don't have, that was before cameras, okay? And that's Pabongka Rinpoche's teacher, okay? Pabongka Rinpoche wrote the book that we are studying for 12 years, right? So his teacher's picture, we don't have photograph, we just have a carving, okay? The next page, 122, that's a picture of Pabongka Rinpoche, okay? He wrote the book which you are studying for 12 years. And my teacher met him when he was very young, okay? And that's a beautiful story. I won't tell you today that my teacher was in charge of the cooking for the retreat because he was just a young monk. So he's supposed to wash the dishes, do the cooking, and then Pabongka Rinpoche came for 10-day teaching, but he got stuck in the kitchen. But then Pabongka Rinpoche came to the kitchen, and he touched my lama on the head like this, and he said, "This one's going to be a smart one. This one's going to be best one." Up to that time, my teacher was a goof off. He was causing trouble everywhere all the time. Then something changed in his mind. He became number one Geshe out of 10,000 monks. Okay. Okay, next picture is Trijang Rinpoche. That's my teacher's root lama. Okay, and that's the root lama of this Dalai Lama. Okay, so that's my teacher's teacher. Okay. Next page is my teacher. He didn't like this photo because he didn't have his robe, his upper robe, he didn't have it on because he had to take a passport picture. And I went with him. This is 1976. I went with him to take the passport picture, but I love the picture because he looks very intense, you know. So I kept the picture. He didn't know. Okay. Then like that, you can see all the pictures, okay? So you are in a very strong lineage, okay? Your lineage goes back for 1,000 years. No break. And the lama's names are there, okay? And you have a strong, unbroken lineage. You shouldn't mess it up. Okay, after 1,000 years, it got messed up. Okay, don't do that. Okay, don't mess it up. Keep it pure. Okay, all right.